Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully and welcome Reverend Emmanuel Corley.
Hallelujah. Amen. Close your eyes and lift up your hands and let's pray. It's raining. Nobody should go out. Alright? Nobody should go out. Lift up your hands and pray. And ask God to touch. We are ending the conference now. We are ending the conference actually. Pray. Whatever you have heard will be a blessing to you. And you not depart from it. I want to hear you open your mouth to pray. Close your eyes and open your mouth and pray. Are you praying? Are you praying? I don't hear you praying. Pray. Open our eyes. In the name of Jesus, open our ears that we may hear. Open our eyes that we will see. Open our eyes, O God. Bato zadaba, nakato mazima, mandebre kaba zodabaya, malabo zandebre kelebo satabra balaba. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you, O God, for your presence in our midst. We thank you for putting together this wonderful conference to change our lives, to give us an opportunity to hear and to see. We pray that, Lord, we will not depart from these teachings and these doctrines. Let your Holy Spirit come true to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please sit down. Now, all teachers, stand up, please. All teachers, please stand up. You see what this boy is doing? All teachers, please, let's insert ourselves inside. Nobody should stand up. Nobody should wee-wee. Let's sit on every row in the midst of them. Let's do that now. So all of us at the back, some of you should come and sit inside. The talking is too much movement. So teachers, let's come. The people here, they don't misbehave much. But those here, their misbehavior is too much. So teachers, I'm not seeing any movement at all. You just have to change your position. Now, hey. Hallelujah. So you just get a place to sit to monitor those in the area. I'm waiting for the movement to be over. And then you see. So when you get a place, you sit down. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hey, Tamatnov, is that how best you can clap for Jesus? You are putting your hand together for Jesus. And for me, I'm very, very excited that this conference has actually come to your doorstep. Okay? Why? Because what we are preaching, it looks like it's beyond you, but it is not. It looks like, because when you see this book, seeing and hearing, you think that this book has been written for bishop. Listen, sit before I get angry. Sit. The way I've been wearing the shoe is not correct. You are seriously. Hey! Come. Hurry up, come. Kneel down here and face the cross. Lift up your hand and worship the cross. Lift up your hand. Now, this book, Adipa, the rain, I should tell you that I should leave the rain. This book and what we are preaching is not beyond you, because there are things you know. There are things, as we are sitting down here, that you know that are not even written in this book. And so we have brought ourselves and we keep explaining to you that one of the things that will make you do well, because if you look at us, it is not like we have failed in life. I don't think I have failed. I don't think that Reverend William has failed in life. Or when you look at him, like somebody who has not passed his BEC. No. Why? He went to a good school. He's a pre-second. Why would a doctor come and sit here? So a whole doctor, a lady reverend who is a doctor, has come to sit here in the midst of you. And we are all saying the same thing, that to do well, you must develop the ability to... Hey, come. The one in the yellow, come. Yes, hey. You, come. Go and join and kneel down. Hurry up. Quick. Grace of God. Nobody can beat me in this room. Nobody can beat me. Well, kneel down. You don't know me, Ona. Well, ask Tamale Apache when I was pastoring them. Hey, next cross. Next cross. There are two thieves on the cross. Uh-huh. And we are saying that to do well, you must develop your ability to see and to hear. This is all we are saying. To see. Why have you removed your shirt? Why have you, in this cold weather, so that you are sick, and they say when you came for the conference, that's where you developed the condition. Wear your shirt right now, quickly. I show your breast, the boys around here. That is fornication. Hurry up. To develop your ability to see. Everybody said to see. Yeah, I can allow the way you are come. But I'll pray for you. How many of you want prayers? I'll pour oil on you. When I pour oil on you, you will see that some of you begin to see dreams. Wait. You will see and you will hear well. Yeah. And listen. To see and to hear, it is something you must develop. You must what? Develop. Everybody say develop. Yeah. I mean, when you misbehave, I'll misbehave with you. Because lack of parental control is when we are preaching, you are walking around, you are doing something, you are running around. If you do this, you cannot pass mathematics. You see, the sister who said, statistics to the, we are teaching statistics, so you are moving around. You go and wee and come back, they finish the class. You never understand anything. So nobody is standing up. Nobody, I sat in the bus, Accra to here, 12 hours, I didn't stand up. So no, when you start, you are going home in the rain. No, and when I sack you, nobody can beg for you. Nobody. Even when you bring the chief, he can't beg for you. I was just seeing and hearing. And you see, if I do this, then you are afraid of me, then I can preach well. Reverend William was preaching, you are worrying around, I'm going to urinate. If the rain doesn't stop, we'll be here. So, you, how will you go home? It's not a problem. How I'll go home, it's not your problem. Ever say seeing and hearing. And now, this book is very important. Listen, this book is one of the most important books you must have. And it is written by Dag Hayward Mills. Clap for this book. It's called Seeing and Hearing. Everybody say seeing. Say seeing and hearing. This is one of the books that will change your lives. Yeah. I'm telling you. If you are a medical student, there are books you must have. If you don't have those books, we will question your medical course. If you are going to be a strong Christian, a Christian that will last. Hey, why is she sleeping on your laps? This is the same thing Samson did to Delilah. Let her wake up. Teachers, wake them up. The reason I asked you to be in with to wake them up, they should all wake up. Nobody should sleep at this point. Develop your ability. Develop your ability. Instead of developing an ability to watch pornography. You see, but I don't understand why you watch pornography. You see, pornography is like window shopping. Do you know window shopping? You go to the shop, you see the thing, you can't buy. Somebody and somebody are in America. They are having sex. And you are in Lamashegu. And your penis have become hard. You can't push it anywhere. What sense is it? You are watching. And because the devil knows that any time you watch something, it has effect on you. The devil has decided that instead of making him make you watch preaching messages by Bishop Dag, he will make you watch pornography. And more than 70% of you have watched pornography, have pornography on your phone, and you think that by this behavior, you will make it. You think that by this behavior, you will make it. When we are into podcast, you are into pornography. Be careful. Be careful. You see, because you cannot make me believe. You as we're sitting down here, you cannot make me believe that I'm not preaching. I don't even want you to make me believe that you are here. You are our church member. We pray for you. Do you understand? We invest in you. We go to preach to you. And then when we are done, you will go and download naked bodies. Naked man. What makes pornography not real? Let me tell you, those of you don't, if you know how pornography, you even watch it again. I'm saying that it's one of the useless things. The people who act pornography, do you know how many people are watching them? There's a camera person, there's sound, costume, light. More than 20 people are standing to watch a man and a woman have sex. And you think that is real? Your parents. You see how they even lock the gate, lock their hall door, lock their door, lock their door, lock their door. and even send you to go and buy bread. Before you have come, they have done it. He tells you that he doesn't like the bread that is at within the state. Go to hospital. Hospital. The woman is on the this thing is on the Yenbi Road. Down there. That bread is the one he likes. You come back, they are finished. The father is waiting. So yesterday, Reverend William preached to us about, you see, and when you read this book, there are a lot of things there. Chapter 1 says that seeing and hearing is your entrance to wisdom. You'll be wise. You are going to be wise, and we are teaching you that you must be wise. You cannot be our church member and be a fool. Why do you want to go wayward? We will not allow you to go wayward by listening to messages and reading your Bible and watching preaching messages. You become wise. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. You'll be wiser than your elders. You'll be wiser than your teachers. You'll be wiser than your colleagues. And you'll be wiser than yourself. Number 2. He said, seeing and hearing is your gift from God. Let me tell you, not many people hear and not many people see. Madam, don't worry yourself. I can control all of them here. It's a gift. Your ability to hear, Pastor Roger, your ability to hear something is a gift from God. Because there are people who are born in the way that they can't see and they can't hear. It's a gift. Number 3. I'm just bubabu boy. So seeing and hearing prevent you from becoming good for nothing. You don't see anything, you don't hear anything, you become useless. You see your uncle. Have you seen that your uncle? That your uncle. Have you seen him? You see how his life has become. If you don't take seeing and hearing properly, you become like him. There are a lot. Try and read the book. All right? I'm doing chapter 12. After that, I'll pray for you. Say, seeing and hearing engineers a great change. Everybody say, a great change. Listen. You are changed by what you hear. You are changed. And many of you sitting down here, you are not changed yet. I'm saying that you are not changed yet. Look, the fact that you come to church here doesn't make you a changed person. Many of you are not changed yet. Yeah. Some of you are dating your math class teacher. The math teacher is your boyfriend. Oh, allow me to preach. Tomorrow by this time, I've passed Kintapo. I'm going to Accra. Tomorrow by this time, I've passed Kintapo. I'm going to Accra. But I'm saying that there is a change we need. He said, hearing the word from the Lord can bring about a great change. Yeah. Yeah. Why do we want something to change? If we say something must change, it means that the original version is not good. That is why we have something we call born again. The first way you were born, it wasn't good. That is why you must be born again. When you were born, as you are sitting down here, very sinful. And let me tell you, saying the sinner's prayer doesn't make you a Christian. Baby, get it. When we say that, how many of you want to give your life to Christ? Then you open, you lift up your hand, they bring you here. He said, Lord Jesus, I come to you. Please forgive me. Write my name. In the book of life, Satan, listen to me. When you say that prayer, that thing doesn't make you a Christian. Because some of you, after that, you go back to fornicate. After that, you go back to have sex. I'm talking to Safe Church. I'm not preaching to your parents. I don't preach to your parents. I know what you can do. Hey, stand up. You in the coffee brown, stand up. Arise and shine. Yes. That color is called coffee brown. Come. Go ear and hear. If preaching, join him. Join him. Because when we gave you break, you were playing ball. You, I saw you. You are the one who brought the ball. You. I saw you. You are playing some ball. Be here. I saw you. I was amazed. Black Star will call you very soon. Change. Everybody say change. How many of you want to change? You want to change. You want to. You see, as I'm even preaching it, your heart is beating. You can tell that, look, your heart is beating because actually, you have not changed. What am I saying? I'm saying that you have not. I'm saying the sinner's prayer doesn't make you a Christian. That is why there's a word called salvation. Now, salvation doesn't only make you get to heaven. Salvation also delivers you from sin. I came to school here, UDS. When I came to first year, I studied a course of genetics. Now, the first page of the genetics book, the first page, we were taught something about genes. There is something in your blood. There is something. That is why yesterday I was saying that, and if you don't take care, you can become like the way your uncle is. There is something we call which is in the blood, and that is what is controlling you. Because some of you today, you are here. I'm saying that in the next 8 years, you become a drunkard. Yeah. When we look at how your father is, you are not far from that. There's a scripture in Leviticus. It says that the life is in the flesh. Look for it. Leviticus 16 or something, 11 something. Look for it. The life. The blood. Is there? Is somewhere? 17, 11. Is there? For the life of the flesh is in the blood. The blood. Your father's blood. Your mother's blood. Your grandfather's blood. Your auntie's blood. All of them have come together and have made you. What am I trying to explain? I'm trying to explain that as you are sitting down here, there is a lot of things you are. And the only way you can escape some of these things is when you are able to hear well and you are able to see. It will be an avenue for you to change the course. Just 2 years ago, my grandfather died. I was explaining to Reverend William, was it last night or this morning? My grandfather died, and I was supposed to write his tribute. But 23 years ago, my real father also died. When my father died, I was 10 years. Don't know who wrote his tribute. I don't care to know. But when my grandfather died, I was supposed to write his tribute. I started writing the tribute. Then I discovered that my grandfather married four wives. He gave birth with three of them. And the last woman he was with before he died, he didn't have a child with the woman. Then my mind went back to my father. My father also had four wives. Yeah. He had children with three of them. The last woman that he was with before he died, also he didn't have a child. That day, then I said, Anytime I'm in my house and I see my son pass, I said, boy. So right now, like Joe Metal said, you are next in line for a miracle. So I kept asking myself that this thing, there must be a great change in my life. I must change the pattern. I must change. So I'm saying that when I look at you and I look at your grandfather, we have to always try and do some prayer meeting for you. How many of you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah.
You are here, but you have not changed properly. All of you, you have not changed properly. Some of you, if you get Sakawa right now, you do. Your blood is not good. The blood that made you up. Hey, come and join.
Aria.
Nobody can beat me in this room. Seeing, you will see. Hearing, you will hear. We will force you to hear. I said your blood. There are some blood in you. It's not a good blood. We need what? A change. Everybody say change. Where do we get change? One of the places you can get change is the church. Go to Ezekiel chapter 64, verse 9. One of the places that can change you, Pastor Roger, is church. You see, that's why anytime you keep going, you keep coming, you keep going, you keep coming, you get change all the time. Why do you get change in the church? You get change because of the things you hear. You get change because of the things that you see. Ezekiel 46. There's no Ezekiel 46 in there. Pastor Sammy. There's no Ezekiel 46. There is. About why that when I mentioned that it took 7 years. And since the 46, the next conference, you come, you follow us. Adipa, you doing this thing, okay? But when the people of the land shall come before the Lord in the solemn feast, he that entered by the way of the north gate to worship shall go out by the south gate. And he that entered by the way of the south gate shall go forth by the way of the north gate. He shall not retain by the way of the gate whereby he came in, but he shall go forth over against it. What the Bible is trying to say is that in church, bruh, there's a change. When you come to church through this gate, okay, you don't go back through this gate. As you come through this gate, you go out of this gate. As you are coming with your bad deeds, your masturbation, your stealing, mention the things, your lying. Who said prostitution? Hey. Fighting, insulting, masturbation, gossiping, stealing. When you come through this gate like this, you must come out. By the time you are coming out, you must come out through this gate. If you come out of that through that gate, you must go out through the gate here. You cannot use the same door to go out. That is an example of a great change. That's what the Bible is saying. A great change. How does the change come? By the time you are moving from this gate, you'll be hearing, you'll be seeing. Look, the first time I slept in the hotel is because of church. Church has changed my life. That's the way you see people attacking the church. Sometimes I get amazed. See, we said tomorrow there's going to be a filling station here. A filling station. Pastor Professor, if you don't do this thing, you have reduced all that we came to preach to zero. If you don't do it. Yeah. Yeah. The way you can worry your parents, to give you pizza, worry them to give you pen drive and bring it tomorrow. Copy the message. What am I saying? Copy the message. If there is something that can change your life, it must be the word of God. Listen, there is nothing that can change your life apart from the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 9. He said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Good advice cannot change you. Beating cannot change you. Nothing except the word of God. I like the way you are nodding. If all I aim to do is to say what I've said for you to nod, I've made it in life. Great change. I see you changing in Jesus' name. I said, I see you changing in Jesus' name. Yeah. Church is place for change. Church. 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 I love church. I have no apologies about the way I spend my time. Everyone can choose
what he wants.
I love church.
I have no apologies.
Start from the beginning. Someone asks me why
do you like going to church so much?
Hey, I know you can't sing the song, but look at it on the screen. Someone
asks me why.
And the next conference, you
why do you like going to church so much?
I looked at him
in amazement. And I said, seems you're new around here.
It seems you are new around this place. Have you forgotten how much time you spend with your girlfriends? No, sing it again. I didn't hear them say, hey. Let's go again.
Have you forgotten how much time you spend with your girlfriends? Have you forgotten how much time you spend watching movies? Have you forgotten how much time you spend at the club? I'm amazed.
There's club here. Corner. Giddy Pass. You think I don't know the place? I came here. Giddy Pass. Giddy Pass, they still operate. Or they still. They're around. When we were here, those were the top. Did the pass 0.7. Hey, what's up? How do you know all this? Yeah.
I'm amazed. You're asking me such a stupid question.
You are asking me a stupid question. By now, we cannot get this boy to stay for rehearsals. This boy. We can't get him. It's a stupid question to ask. To ask, why do you spend so much time in church? We spend so much time in church because church is a place for change. Church, by seeing and hearing. You must be blessed in UD. UD children, you are blessed. UD, I'm saying that you are blessed.
You are asking me such a stupid question. I love church. I have no apologies.
I love church. I love church.
About the way I spend my time. Everyone can choose what he wants.
The way you use your time. The way you use your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Great change. Great change. I am campaigning that the more you hear and the more you see, that is how come you get changed. Lady Pastor has come. Yeah. May you be changed. Young people, may we be changed. Young people, may we be changed.
Amen.
Change.
change, oh change. Yeah, do they? But they do. Change. You see, the devil makes you think that there is something interesting in the world and all that. It's a lie. I'm telling you, it's a lie. Great change. What you hear, so then, Romans 10:17, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hear. Every time something should be, you must be able to sleep with preaching messages. What you are doing is very stupid. This thing you are doing, it can send to hell, this thing you are doing. As I'm preaching, you are an architect. Look, see what you are doing. You are designing a house for UDS. Because recently their building collapsed, so they need you to design a new classroom for them. That's what you are doing. Keep doing it. Well, as I'm talking, something should come in you, then you go and kneel down. Then I'm saying that you are very remorseful about what I'm saying. Stand up and go and kneel down. Why will I bring myself from Accra to come and preach and you are drawing stadium? How old are you? Eh? 10 years. Adolescent. You have pubic hair. Look at what you are doing. Are you not ashamed of yourself? Are you ashamed of yourself? And what will you say? Say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Is the person laughing or is crying? Everybody have taught me the laughter part. Change. Everyone say change. One of the people who heard and was changed was Paul. Acts chapter 9 and verse 4. Acts 9 verse 4. Let's read that passage. He said, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? He heard a voice. May you hear a voice. I said, may you hear a voice. All of us who gave our lives to Christ, we heard a voice. All of us who got changed, we heard a voice. Oh, you must hear something. I said, you must hear something. He said, and he fell to the ground. Were you not supposed to kneel down? Because I use you for example, you think that you are safe. Kneel down. And he heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Next. And the Lord said, and he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prince. He said, these are the things he was hearing. Hearing will cause you to change. As I'm speaking, then the pornography is going out. It's going. Some of you are in safe church, but you are sexually active. In a certain region, I won't mention the name, the number of children who are pregnant, teenage pregnant. Now, I hear when GES bring form, they write, number of children pregnant in the class, they must feel it. Number of children pregnant in GES, it's like they have created a form. I don't want to say they are endorsing. I don't want to say that. Because I'm on the internet. I don't want to say that. Next. Verse 6. Quickly. He said, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? After hearing the voice of God. You see, Paul was a very bad person. Paul was very, very bad. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. Very bad. The thing that guy did here. Yeah. People are all sleeping. They should wake up. This is Paul. He said,
Go, start from verse 10. Start from verse 10. Start from verse 10. Start from verse 10. Tell you what Paul said. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for all these people. Next one. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which committed, next one to my trust, verse 12. I thank Jesus Christ, our Lord, who enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me in this ministry. Who was before a blasphemer? Paul was saying that before he was a blasphemer, an injurious persecutor, but I obtained mercy. These are the bad things Paul was doing, killing pastors, very bad man. Then he heard a voice. When he heard a voice, he changed. May you also change as you hear a voice. See, because we don't want to come here and pretend that, look, you guys are okay. You are not okay. I'm saying that you are not okay. You know you are not okay. Some of you are pretending. Some of you actually joined the safe church to look for girls. That's the reason you come to church. That's the reason. But like a real change, you haven't changed. No. You haven't changed. How will you get changed? You will get changed because of what you have heard. Anybody you see going to medical school, the person goes as a normal person. After 7 years, the person is changed into a full-blown doctor. Why? Because of the things the person has heard and has seen. May you hear and may you see. I said, may you see. I said, may you see. Seriously. Everybody say great change. Great change. Great change since I met God. Great change since I met God. Great change since I met God. There's a great change since I met God. Things I used to do, I do them no more. Sing it well. The places I used to go, I go there no more. Things I used to watch, I watch them no more. There's a great change since I met God. How many of you have watched pornography before? Show by us. You lift up your hands. You have watched pornography before. Yeah. It's not a nice thing. It will send you to hell. You see, the most serious and frustrating is you are in hell, but you are seeing us in heaven. Please, I was at the last conference, the SEC one, the time I was there, but we can't help you. This is the time we can help you with. Why am I interested in you changing? Why am I interested in you changing so that you hear things and then see things and change? Why? Because you are the future of the church. I'm saying that you, what's your name? Lady Reverend Sylvia, in the next 10 years, you are the Lady Reverend here. And you are the one in charge of this cathedral. And now, at your age now, you don't listen to preaching. The children who want to become like zero, they've started. They've started. They even have replica jersey. But you don't have Makane. You don't have Macarius. Flow prayer meeting, you don't join. To bring yourself on Sunday is a problem. You don't do anything in church. You don't do anything. Great change. I am talking about change. May you change. I said, may you change.
Tamale children, may you change. I said, may you change.
You leave yourself. You leave yourself. If you don't listen well, and you don't hear well, when you come to church, open your eyes and listen. Open your eyes. You will see things. You will see things. Even the video is a better dimension. You see. And if you don't see well, you don't hear well, you become good for nothing. You'll be a useless person. And I don't want you to be useless. Listen to the word of God. Hear the word of God. That's all we came to tell you. Hear and hear well. Yeah. Hear and hear well. Very important. May you receive a great change in Jesus' name. I said, may you receive a great change in Jesus' name. I said, may you receive a great change in Jesus' name. Yeah. Another thing you experience. Oh, read the book. He said, seeing and hearing guarantees your relationship with the Holy Spirit. If you are struggling with pornography now, when will you get to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? Another topic here. He said, hearing twice. Hearing twice. The messages Pastor Prosper will give you, some of you have to listen to it more than 6 times. Hearing twice. We are not parading ourselves that we are better preachers, but we are good preachers. Not many people can even preach to children to understand. Now it's difficult to pray. That's why even in Ghana, they should even pay nursery teachers more. But they are the least paid. Least paid. Seeing and hearing never ends. It doesn't end. You must hear till you die. You must be seen till you die. It doesn't end. That's chapter 15. Next chapter. He said, seeing and hearing must be with faith. Where is your faith? Anytime you see and hear something, you get faith. Your faith comes alive. Bruh, your faith comes. That's why yesterday, the illustration I did here. The guy who says that he knows a musician, the chances of him becoming a musician is very high. Anything you see and you hear, your faith is in that thing. So then, faith cometh. Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Why don't you listen to the word of God? What do you want to do with your life? Who do you want to listen to? I'm saying, who do you... You see, when we say... Most of you have not attended motivation seminars before. But if you do, I went to one. As I was sitting there, I felt I could buy an aeroplane as the man was talking. I don't want to mention his name. The guy started to say, oh, if you want to set your goals, the goals must be smart, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. Then as he spoke, then he invited one man. The man came. The man said, oh, his restaurant business, he started with one grain of rice. Hey! I said, my goodness. Another man, he came. He's a poultry farmer. He started his poultry farm with one fried egg. Hey! The people, they talk. He started the poultry farm with one fried egg.
Fried egg, oh,
that he started the poultry farm. I said, hey, what's happening here?
And in the room, eh, you feel that when you go out, you can build a house. Hey, motivational speakers, eh? Meanwhile, they themselves, they don't have anything. Hey, if you go into there, they don't have anything. The guy talking. The guy, he can rap. Spoken, then call another man who does pure water business. He said, oh, he's pure water business. He started with tears. Like somebody cried, he collected that water. No, that's the beginning of his pure water business. I said, hey! Fantastic testimonies people were giving. I said, what's happening? Then in that motivation speaking, you'll be writing things to do. Things to do. When you come out of the room, you see that no, life is not like that. Mix it with faith. You will make it. Most of you don't believe in yourselves, young people. Most of you are very, very timid. You don't believe in yourself. But I'm saying that whatever you see in the church, mix it with faith. Whatever you hear, mix it with faith. When your class teachers insult you, you are useless, you can't be anything in this life. When you come here, we tell you that you can make it. You can become a medic. You say you want to become what? Pilot. Pilot. So you are sitting down, pilot. Sit up. Pilots don't sit like that. Pilot. You see, then, if you meet a class teacher who is daft, he will ask you how many planes are in Ghana that you want to be a pilot. But you see, what I'm saying, when you mix it with faith, you can become a pilot. Anything you see and anything you hear, if it is positive, mix it with faith. Why do you think we bring ourselves here? It's because of a certain faith we have. No. I must be a man of faith to be here. It's not. No. I must believe in something to be here. For you to also come and sit down here, either you've been kidnapped and brought here or you are here by faith. There must be something. There must be something you believe. You can't listen to the word of God and you don't believe. Believe with your heart. Confess with your mouth. I was one of the useless children walking up in the church many years ago. Yeah. Look at you today. You are sitting down here. I'm saying that in 7 years, most of you become shepherds. When we are looking for shepherd, you are the people we are calling. When we are appointing pastors, you are the people we are appointing pastors. When we are looking for bishops, we are coming here to look for bishop. Where do you think we are going to get the next generation of bishops from? From here. That is why we are here. And you see, and we are doing this because there is what we call moral decadence in the church. Things are degenerating. Even pastors like us, there are pastors like us who don't listen to messages. There are pastors who don't listen to messages. There are pastors who don't watch videos. There are pastors who don't have their quiet time. Pastor Roger Alai, hey. Day in a certain church, I won't mention the name of the church for security reasons. That church, they vote for the chairman. Do you understand? Like, it's a church. So, after 4 years, they vote for the chairman for the church. Now, they will campaign. So, they have contestants, you campaign. One of the people contesting for the chairman, he and his campaign people, they went to see a juju. Listen, there in the church, an elder who is like, we must win the election. Yeah. Look, see, the fear of the Lord is gone out of the church. Mix what you hear with faith. Look, faith is the driving force. Learn to have faith. As young as you are, learn to have faith. You must remain in this church.
Remain here. This is where God has planted you. This is where you are. Don't leave. Be here. Look, there are many things that will test your permanence in this church. You actually are growing up, you hear a lot of foolish, fantastic stories about UD. There. Be here. In every home, there are issues. There's an ugly part of every building. Every building you see, there's an ugly part of it. Mixed with faith. Hear well. You don't listen to messages, and you are the one we are going to make a bishop. And because you are going to become a bishop, you are coming to pastor my children. Ha, the chick of it. That is why I've taken the time to make sure you become a proper bishop. You are the one going to, you see, because if we allow ourselves and things degenerate, one day we'll have bishops in the church who rise up and say, now that 6 months counseling they do is too long. Now, when you bring your beloved, 2 weeks, we can marry you. Hot. You walk here. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God, the face of this congregation, to put together this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Then we marry you, then you go. Yeah. We can have a bishop in the church who will rise up one day and say that this pastoral training we'll do again. Now, if you want to appoint you as a pastor, you must have money. If you have money, you can build one cathedral, you are a pastor. Yeah. Mix what you hear with faith. Cathedral. You are from cathedral. These are Venus children. Mix what you hear with faith. I don't know whether you understand what I'm preaching, but I know I am preaching. Yeah. Hear well. Yeah. The difference between an illiterate. Do you understand? The difference between what? An illiterate and somebody who has been to school is because the one who has been to school has two heads. It's because of their ability to hear well. One can hear well. The other one cannot hear well. Hear well. That's why Solomon said, hear ye children the instruction of a father and attend to no understanding. Hear. See. We are going to make sure everything is available to enhance your hearing and to enhance your seeing. Yeah. You should be able to watch videos. Look, Bishop Dagi was not preaching. It is not a preaching you cannot understand. It's not a preaching you cannot understand. If you can understand English language and Bishop Dag preaches, you can understand. Cry. Hey. You see, but there is something that is preventing you. The devil is aware that if you can hear well and you can see well, he knows that when you do these two things, you become great. So he tries to prevent you from listening or from hearing and from seeing. Rather, he gives you other things to hear and he gives you other things to see. Or you don't understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You see other things. Some of you are in WhatsApp groups that they drop the pornography in the group. They say it's a class page. At your age in class 5, what do you need class page for? Now I'm saying that your age in class 5, what do you need a school page, class 5 page for? You are in the group. They have dropped the fee in the group and you go to your parents for money to buy data. Look, if you are here and your mother or your father gives you an Android phone, I am telling you, go back today and give the phone back to your mother. go and give it back to your mother. Your mother has done you a great disservice. Your mother has spoiled your life. I don't care who your mother is. Your father has bought you. You see, and now it has become the norm. When is your birthday? No, Android phone. Hey! Class 5, you are holding Android. To do what? Maybe if you want to call your father, you need yam. Yam phone. It's okay. You need Android for what? What do you need Android for? What do you need Android for? What research? This, our world, our people, you do. OWOP. OWOP. What do you need to research? OWOP. And they drop pornography in the group. Very useless things, you see. And the more you watch those things, they spoil your spirit. Your spirit gets spoiled. Because you are seeing it and you are hearing. And last night, I told you that what you see and what you hear, you become that thing. If you keep seeing the doctor, you have a doctor, you keep seeing, he keeps talking to you, you become, if you're in the consulting, look, there are cleaners in the consulting. If you leave them, they can prescribe a medicine. But they've been seeing, every time, they've been seeing that the person, right, paracetamol, your head, paracetamol, Panadol, 2 times 2 tablets daily, you go and buy. Yeah. You keep seeing, you keep hearing, you become a pornographer. When we are trying to train you to be a pastor, as you keep watching Bishop Dag, you become like him. As you keep listening to Bishop Dag, you become like him. As you keep listening to preaching, you become like the pastor. Some anointing will flow. Bible said, and as he spake unto me, the spirit entered into me. There is spirit behind everything. Spirit. The songs in songs, they are spirit behind song. You remember the story of David and King Saul? He said, when the evil spirit comes and he plays, David comes to play, the evil spirit goes away. Do you understand? If a song can take away evil spirit, it means that a song can also bring evil spirit. I think 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse something, look for it somewhere there. Why will I be quoting scriptures like this? I know it. Songs, they are books. Some of you shouldn't be reading some books. There are spirit behind books. I know a girl, she read some books and she started having sex on phone with somebody else. Because some of the things, is because of the things you read and the things you see. Don't you think that your mother will be happy with you? Come. Pilot, come. You are what? What are you? Engineer, come. I don't know what you are. You are what? Doctor. And I'm Canadian. Doctor. What type of doctor are you? What doctor are you? Medical doctor, I know. But what type of doctor are you? Cardiothoracic surgeon, come. The three of you, come. So you. You, these are your children. You wake up Saturday morning, then they are in their room. Then you see that Bishop Dag is preaching. Then you see the three of them good happening. So let's go. Mando robo siande lebe pray. Kanda bala bra 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 bra. Rebo sanda bra bra bra. Then they are clap your hands. Mando robo siande lebe. Rabanda bra 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 bra. If you are their mother and you peep into their room and you see them praying with message playing, what would be your reaction? You enter their room, God forbid, and they are watching pornography.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Suddenly, if you are the mother, you just say, Jesus. Because we are paying school fees for you, and you are watching pornography. Oh my God. Suddenly, you call their auntie in Yeji that they should come for meeting Sunday evening. You have wasted your parents' school fees. That your dream to be a pilot. Your dream to be an engineer. What type of engineer are you?
We make a cars.
Electrical engineer. Electrical engineer. He knows it. Hey, electrical. And now, who are you?
A doctor.
I've given you your destiny. You're not a doctor.
Psychiatrist.
Hey, psychiatrist. I said, yeah, cardiothoracic surgery. Say it.
Cardiothoracic surgery.
But yeah, not doing the doctor well. Yeah. You'll be happy with your children as they are watching and they are listening and they are praying. This is what we want your parents, when we leave, your parents should text us, hey, my son has changed. My daughter has changed. We must hear that testimony. I said, we must hear that testimony. Tamale Love, we must hear that testimony. I mean, how do we come and waste our time? Hey, the way you are sitting down, I dare to say, so anointing is not entering you at all. Sit well. The way you put your leg, then you put your leg. Hey, that's how we sit at church. You, why are you here? Go and sit down. Thank you. Only him say thank you. Go. Thank you. You too say thank you. You there, you say. Yeah, go and sit down. Yeah. I'm about to pray for all of you. As I lay my hands on you, an anointing is going to come upon you. And one of the things that will happen when I lay my hands on you is that you are going to lose appetite for. Say it again. I'm saying you are going to lose what? You lose appetite for sin. One of the food I don't like is rice. So when somebody is eating rice, I don't envy the person. I don't even have appetite for rice at all. But I can't stand people who are eating fufu with meat on it, and sometimes the soup is passing away. Almost into your armpit. Hey, I can't stand it. Yeah. You will lose appetite. From after this conference, you will begin to watch. You will watch preaching. Look. Don't get me wrong. What you must watch and what you must listen is Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. This is our father. Look, I'm not let me abstract and what should we listen to? I'm saying listen to Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. It's clear. That's what I'm trying to say. That is what I am trying to say. Listen to him. Some people left our church and they were accusing us that in this church we hold the pastor's book to preach. Listen, I'll explain to you. The book that was used to teach me in the university is the same book that is being used to teach those who are there now. Do you understand? As I become a lecturer, it is the same book I'm also using to teach people. I can't go and write a new book to come and use to teach people. And if you are in the house, you eat the food that is being cooked in the house. Titus 1:9. I think that there's something like that there. We are teaching you so that you also eat what is being taught and teach others. This is our church. Titus 1:9. Let me see what is it. He said, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Go again. 10. Let's see what is happening in 10. 10. Oh, Sammy. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially day of circumcision. Keep going. Whose mouth must be stopped? You must stop their mouth with the doctrine that we teach, and they don't like the loyalty. When they say, why have you gathered children and you are talking to them about seeing and hearing? They don't want you to see. They don't want you to hear. But you will see and you will hear. I say you will see and you will hear. You are children of Bishop Dark. If Bishop Dark Edward Mills has cooked a food, you must eat what he has cooked. That's what you must eat. I cannot send you to Christ's embassy. You are not bishop. You are not children of Christ's embassy. You are not children of Pentecost. You are not children of Christ's apostolic. You are children of United Denominations originated from the Lighthouse group of churches. This is where you belong. This is your church. The doctrine here is what you must know. We believe in loyalty. We believe in sucking messages. We believe in soul winning. We believe in church planting. We believe in pro-marriages. We believe in the things we believe in. We cannot change it.
We cannot change it. Our vision is clear. Our vision is clear. Yes, professionals, please sit down. Please, when you become a pilot, remember, boss, when you become a pilot, remember me, okay? So when I'm coming to Tamale, I don't have to sit in the bus for 12 hours. Why? Yeah. I feel that God is changing us. I feel that God is changing us. God is doing something mighty in our lives. God is changing us. Yeah. Faith. Seeing and hearing, it puts a certain faith in you. You want to become like, look, all of us, we want to become like Bishop Dagu. Hey, this year we had a camp. As he was praying, he came to where I was, he put his hand on me. I said, my God. It is never your vision that Bishop Dag will lay hands on you. It's never your vision. And let me tell you, if you don't know something now, it is not that when you get to adult church, you will change. You will not change. There are people in adult church who don't have Bible. If like when you see Bishop Frank asking, there are people in adult church who don't pay tithe. So when I get to adult main church, and you call it main church, it's not main church, it's called adult church. Everybody say adult church. That you call main church. It's not a main church. The main church is your church. The safe church is the main church. It's a main church. Main. Well, if you say main church, your own is what? No, your safe church is what? It's not main church. That's not main church. It's adult church and maybe children's church. Nah, main church. The main church people came for a microphone. What is main church? Which one is the main church? Adult church. Everybody say adult church. And the pastor who came from Accra, when he came, said, we shouldn't be saying adult, main church. So we should say adult church. And say adult church, don't say main church. May you hear the right things. That is why you must surround yourself with the right people. Yeah. Most of you, the bad things you did there is because of the type of people you associated with and what they told you. Yeah. Somebody, you are here in 6 years' time, you'll be a fetish priest because of the people you associate with. And somebody, you are listening to me, 2 years' time, you'll be a drunkard. Yeah. Full blown. There's a guy who followed me at church. He's called Chief Ogbe. He's in secondary school. I found him at the funeral. He was sitting down and they came to serve him beer and kebab. 10 years. He has body. So you think that he's part of the chief mourners. He sat down. And I don't know how the lady got to know that they must serve him. He sat down. They brought him beer. The chilled one was sweating. Then the lady said she was going to bring kebab. When I said, what are you doing here? I don't know. I said, what are you doing here? Then he was confused. I said, will you stand up and leave this place? Then as he left, he was, I said, come. Because I was on visit. I said, come back. Follow me. He doesn't know me. I didn't even ask him his name. He followed me to do this. I said, tomorrow you are coming to church here. He said, fine. That's how he started coming to church. If I didn't go there, he would have drank the beer. Fafa, he would drink the beer and kebab. Beer and kebab, it's not simple. Hey! Beer and kebab, it's not a simple thing. The beer was chilly. Chilly beer. I mean, I'm sure he was surprised that, hey, come and sit down. Who are you? Look at nice preaching. I'm preaching. I'm sweating. I'm about to pray. I told you if you go, I don't come again. Amen. Are you enjoying the preaching? The conference is over. It's over. Next year, we'll do it for 3 days. How many of you come next year when you hear that strong Christian is coming here? You come here. Be here. It's come. Last year, when that man that he came from Accra, he doesn't have heart cry. Me, I don't have heart. But I told you I don't have heart. I'm using car battery. When you see the children. Let's pass, show them the videos, those the pictures, those days. Those days, if you are in my church, it's not easy. Oh, you can't misbehave in my church. You see something. But all this thing will make you a proper child. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.